whip.
Oh.
Now, we always had a good, what my father called a buggy horse. He was quite a ham, he and my mother, and on Sunday afternoons, they'd drive to the country and visit some of the customers, you know. And he always had a buggy whip. Well, probably he didn't need it because the horse would go anyway, just fast as he wanted to, as far as that goes, but he always liked to have a buggy whip with him.
It's like the antenna on our cars.
Yes, yes.
Did they have any oxen around here when you were a boy?
No, not around here close. There was some old fella, I don't know where he lived, down south here someplace. You know, there's a little town named Perkins down here. I think he lived down south of there. And he had, I believe it was 6 head of oxen. And every once in a while he'd drive them up to here. But that's all that I ever saw.
Did he have a whip for them?
Oh yes, he had a big long, what they called a bull whip. That was had a handle on it about so long, and then the rest of it was limber, you know, just like you tie. There's a string on it. It was braided.
Yep. And when you were in the store and people bought groceries, what did you put them in so they could take them home?
Well, generally we put them in a pasteboard box. Nowadays, you know, they put everything in a sack. Lots of times the people bring in eggs in a container, say half a bushel measure, we put them in that. Or if you didn't have anything else, you just get a pasteboard box, or most everything there was wooden boxes. You never saw a pasteboard box hardly. And we just put it in the box and put them in the wagon.
It makes you wonder where all that wood is gone, doesn't
yes, it?
And you
does.
Think back and we know.
Yes.
How about sacks made of cloth? These big, heavy ones that we get our garbage in here.
They're called, well now, some people call them toe sacks. But we always call them gunny sack.
Oh, that's the term I use.
Yes. I think down in Arkansas, down in that neighborhood, they call them toe sacks.
Did they ever call them toe sacks here when you were a boy?
Just very seldom.
What do you put your dirty clothes in? Well, let's put it a different way. When you're coming back from the laundromat, how do you carry your clothes, your cleaners?
Well, we just have a bushel basket with a plastic liner.